ധ്യായമോധവളാവകുണ്ഡനവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടികീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീമദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. So Shankara continues, after proclaiming or saying that Nimesha Dhamna Tishtanti Vrittim Brahma Mayim Vina. So after that, he is again reiterating whatever he has said till now, or the main point of focus, which has been Karanam and Karyam, the analysis of cause-effect or causation. So he reiterates that in the next two shlokas. So in the next shloka, he speaks about Karanam and Karyam, relation between the both, which he has already explained previously, but just he is explaining it again. And then in the 136th shloka, he says as to what a person should do with respect to causation, analysis of causation. Karye karanatayata karane nahi karyata karanatvam tato gachet karya bhave vicharatah. So karyam and karanam. So karanam, from the karanam the karyam gets created. So karyam is an illusion of name and form. Karyam is not real, but karanam is real. So, and if we analyze the qualities or the nature or the essence of karanam and karyam, we will find that the karyam has the essence or the nature of karanam is present in karyam, whereas it's not the opposite. Karyam, karanam is permanent, whereas karyam is not permanent. But the nature of karanam is there in karyam, because karyam is just a name and form in karanam. So if we take the example of ghatam, mrit and ghatam, mud and pot. So mud is the karanam, pot is the karyam. Pot is not eternal, whereas mud is eternal. So mud doesn't have the qualities of the pot, whereas pot has the qualities of the mud, which is being mud. So mudness or the quality of being mud is there in pot. So karye karanatayatha, karye in the karyam, karanatayatha means karanatha means being karanam, or the essence, nature of karanam is there in karyam. But karane nahi karyata, karane, but in the karanam there is no karyatha, karyam, nature of karyam is not there. So in short, karanam is sachidanandam, karyam is namarupam plus sachidanandam. So karyam has sachidanandam as well as namarupam, whereas karanam doesn't have namarupam. So karana's nature, the nature of karanam is sachidanandam, the nature of karyam, basic nature of karyam is namarupam, but namarupam cannot exist of its own. Therefore, namarupam along with sachidanandam is the very nature of karyam. So karyam's nature, which is namarupam, is not there in karanam, but karanam's nature is there in karyam. The name and form, the name of pot and the form of pot, circular or whatever we can call it, spherical, that is not there in mud, but mudness or being mud, the quality of being mud is there in pot as well. So this means that we have to move from the karyam to the karanam, because karyam can also be considered a subset of karanam. Karyam is an illusion of karanam, therefore we have to go to karanam. So if we go to karanam, tato tataha karya bhave, when karya abhavam, when karyam vanishes, then what would happen? Karanam alone will remain. But when karanam alone remains, can we call it a karanam? We cannot call it a karanam. Therefore, karya abhave, when karyam is not there, karanatvam tataha, then karanatvam gachet, Now, karanatvam also vanishes. So, karanam doesn't vanish because karanam has to be there. But karanatvam or being a cause, the nature of being a cause, that vanishes. So, it's like telling that as long as pot is there, mud is a cause. But let's say that there is no pot at all, then can mud be called a cause? It cannot be called a cause because mud is a cause only when the effect of pot is there. So, we have to go from the karyam to karanam. So, karyam is temporary karyam. Karyam has karanam in it, plus it has the illusion. So, remove the illusion, then you will reach karanam. But when you reach karanam, karyam is not there, therefore karanatvam. Karanatvam means being a cause vanishes, cause doesn't vanish. The site gives the translation as karanam vanishes, cause vanishes. But we have to interpret it as not cause vanishing, but the causeness or the mud being a cause vanishes. Mud in itself doesn't vanish. So considering the example of mud and pot, when we analyze about mud and pot, we come to the conclusion that mud is basic and pot is mud plus namarupam. Namarupam is not there in mud. That means namarupam is mithya, which causes illusion, which causes sorrow, which causes dukkham. Therefore, we have to get rid of namarupam. That means we are getting rid of the effect, karyam. When we get rid of the effect of pot, then mud alone will remain. But when mud alone remains, mud cannot be called a cause, because causeness or being a cause is also vanishes along with the effect. So when the effect vanishes, karanam doesn't vanish, but karanam, being a karanam, vanishes. The entity exists, but it is not a karanam anymore. So Satya Darshanam, the work in this in vedantatattva.org, Satya Darshanam speaks about this analysis, like cause vanishing. When we say cause vanishing, it's not cause vanishing, but cause, being a cause, vanishes. So chetyo paraga rupa me sakshita pina tatviki upalakshanam evayam nistaranga chidam budhehe. So Advaita Makaranda, in one of the logical works of Lakshmidhara, he says that he speaks about sakshi bhavam. So sakshi bhavam, is sakshi bhavam real? Sakshi bhavam is not eternally real. Why? Because sakshi bhavam or being a sakshi is there only when there is some object to see. So when the world is considered an illusion and it is temporarily seen or it appears to exist, then sakshi is there because it witnesses the seemingly existing world. But ultimately what happens? There is no world at all. So world is not an illusion, but it is unreal. So when considering the world to be unreal, the world itself is not there. If there is no world, then what to witness? So witnesshood also vanishes along with vanishing of the world. So that's the reason why Vedanta says that when we want to get over the world, when we want to realize Brahman, then we need to be a sakshi. We need to maintain a sakshi bhavam. That's why internally have Brahma vritti, externally do whatever you want. But once you go beyond the world, that means go beyond the world means can the world ever vanish? So it's not about world vanishing, but your notion of the world to be real, that vanishes. That means you have the strong conviction that the world is unreal. When you know that the world is unreal, you can never be a sakshi because there is no world to witness at all. So chetyo paraga rupa me sakshita pinatatviki sakshita sakshita karyata. So sakshita means being a sakshi. Quality of being a sakshi is not natatviki, it is not permanent. So it is just a upalakshanam, it's a temporary way of telling, that's it. Similarly, with respect to Brahman and the Jagat, so Brahman and Jagat as well, Jagat is Namarupam plus Sachidanandam. So Jagat has the qualities of Brahman. Oh, how does Jagat have the qualities of Brahman? Jagat doesn't have. If Jagat doesn't have the qualities of Brahman, then Jagat will never exist. So when we see an object existing, it is existence of Brahman which makes the object exist. It is consciousness of Brahman which illumines the object. It is happiness of Brahman which gets limited by the pot that attracts us. So it is not the happiness in the pot, inherent in the pot, that attracts us, but it is happiness of Brahman, underlying substratum of Brahman, which attracts us to the pot. But when we get attracted to the happiness in the pot, the happiness of Brahman gets limited by the name and form, therefore it becomes temporary. Remove name and form, we'll get permanent Brahman. So it's the same case. Brahman and Jagat is, Jagat has Brahman in it as a substratum. So Jagat has the nature of Brahman because Sachidanandam is there in objects of the world. But Brahman doesn't have Jagat. The Namarupam aspect is not there. So we have to remember and go from the effect to the karyam, to the cause. So from the effect of world, we have to concentrate on Brahman. That is what Shankara has been telling us, Samadhi. Brahmavritti. Brahmavritti means what? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Iva Naparaha. That means going from the effect of or the karyam of Jagat, knowing it to be an illusion, and go to the karanam of Brahman. So once you go to the karanam of Brahman, then when the karyam vanishes, there is no point for karanam to exist. That means Brahman exists, but Brahman as the karanam doesn't exist. Hope this is clear, because the shloka says karanatvam gachet, it's not karanam gachet. So karyata abhave it should have said, but it is saying karya abhave means the effect, the object of effect. Karyata means karane nahi karyata, means in the karanam there is no quality of karyam. So karya abhave means the effect itself vanishes, then karanatvam or being a karanam vanishes in the cause. So the cause ceases to be a cause, but it still exists. So how what does it help, or like how should we do it, or what is the process that we do it? It is vicharataha, by vicharam. We have to always do this vicharam. What is the point of this vicharam? This vicharam about going from the karyam to the karanam and getting rid of the karya karana relation and remaining, or whatever remains behind, is just one entity. Being in that entity is called Brahmavritti. So that Brahmavritti which will give us Anandam. So then that is, Shankara spoke about Karyam and Karanam. So he uses a simple analogy of Mrit and Ghatam, and then says as to what should we do with respect to Brahman and the Jagat. So Drishtantam. Drishtantam is an example, whereas Dashtantam means like that which has to be proved. So Shankara gave a logic here, but with this logic, application of the logic is what he says in the 136 shloka. Atashuddham bhavedvastu yadvaivacham aghocharam drishtav. Sorry, it's not drashtavya. Sorry. Drashtavyam mridgatenaiva drishtantena punapunaha. So when we do this drishtantam, so this logical way of like karyam, or karyam karanam is basic, or this whatever Shankara said in the previous shloka, 135th shloka, is valid for all causation, all cause effect. So simple example is mrit gatena eva drishtantena, with respect to mrit and ghatam. Ghatam is just a namarupam in mrit. Remove ghatam, then mrit as the cause also vanishes, just mrit alone exists. Drishtantena, with that drishtantam, punaha punaha, again and again, drashtavyam, we have to see what? What do we have to see with this example? That, ata, therefore, shuddham bhaved vastu. Shuddham vastu bhavet. There is only one shuddha vastu which we should become. So we should understand that one shuddha vastu. We should first understand with our intellect, using this logic and the example of ghatam and mrit, that one vastu shuddham, the one shuddha vastu alone exists. So jagat is mithya. So mithya jagat, as the karyam vanishes into the karanam of Brahman, and Brahman alone exists, Advitiya Brahman alone exists. What is its nature? Yadvai vacham agocharam, that which is beyond words and thoughts. So that Brahman alone exists. Thus we have to apply it. So we have to go on applying that. The pot is not there. There is only mud. Similarly, Brahman alone is there. Remove the, negate the world again and again through the intellect. So till now Shankara said, blindly follow Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya in your in Samadhi. Whereas it's not blind because he gives the logic. He has been giving various examples to prove that Namarupam, Jagat is Namarupam and it's an illusion. But here he says, Karya Karanam is a logical example. So if somebody says, okay, you are blindly following, then we don't need to worry about it. It's not blind. Shankara is giving a logic here. So we have to accept it. So there is no blind faith or blindly following here. It is a logical way as well. So with this logic, understand that the world is an illusion and Brahman alone exists. So the illusory world, negate the illusory world and concentrate on Brahman again and again. So Atha Shuddham Bhaved Vastu. So when the Jagat is known to be an illusion, Jagat is negated as unreal or Asat, then Brahman as the Karanam vanishes. Karanatvam or being a Karanam taints Brahman, because then Brahman becomes associated with the world. Even though it is as the substratum, still Brahman becomes associated. But once this Karanatvam vanishes in Brahman, Brahman becomes Shuddham. Brahman doesn't really become Shuddham. It is always Shuddham. But we apprehend Brahman as Shuddham. That means, till we apprehend the world, the Jiva or the I is seen as Ashuddham or Dukkapurnam. It's not known as Sachidanandam. But when we go from the Jagat, from the Mithya Jagat to Brahman, then we realize that this Ashuddha Jiva is none other than Shuddha Brahman. So it becomes that way. So what is the procedure or how does this really help in vritti? Aneneva prakarena vritti brahmatmika bhavet udheti shuddha chittanam vritti jnanam tataparam. Aneneva prakarena, through this particular analysis, through negating the world and going to Brahman, in that way vritti brahmatmika. So vritti brahmatmika, brahmatmika vritti. So in that case, like, we are following Brahma vritti, that everything is Brahman. So with that way, like, when we know that everything is Brahman, then what would happen? Then shuddha chittanam udeti. So shuddha chittam, so in the pure mind, in the pure mind means with this Brahma vritti, when we follow this Brahma vritti, the first step is following Brahma vritti by negating the world to be a karyam and knowing karanam, the Brahman as karan, Brahman as to be real, and karanatvam in Brahman also to be unreal, then our mind will be purified, and because of that vritti jnanam means our mind will always be in Brahman. So Brahma vritti is the same as vritti jnanam, but Brahma vritti can just be blindly followed without any emphasis, but it becomes vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam means clear conviction. So any moment you ask the person in the mind, he'll say everything is Brahman. I am Brahman. Brahman alone is real. That will become a conviction. And when it becomes a conviction, it is clear paroksha jnanam, it is very close to aparoksha jnanam, therefore tataha param, then it directly leads to Brahman, it becomes one with Brahman. So effortfully when we follow Brahma vritti, vritti brahmatmika, brahmatmika vritti, when we follow, it becomes vritti jnanam. So a vritti is a normal thought, but that vritti can be made into jnanam, jnana vritti, when the conviction becomes very strong. It cannot be bulged, it cannot be changed, it cannot waver, it doesn't waver at all. In such a case, it becomes jnanam. And when it becomes jnanam, then it isn't far from merging into Brahman. That means the vritti or the the thought as well vanishes and the person becomes Brahman. So that means Brahma Vritti leads to Vritti Jnanam, Vritti Jnanam leads to Brahman or Brahma Jnanam or Jivan Mukti. So Vritti, when we follow Vritti, when we follow Samadhi, when we always try to follow Samadhi, then it will slowly give us Jnanam, it will give us conviction, it will give us knowledge. And if we, even though we may not realize Brahman, still if we slowly climb to the state of Vritti Jnanam, then we will experience bliss. That's the time when people get addicted to Vedantam, because they have got glimpse of that Jnanam. So they go to Jnanam, then come back again. They go to Jnanam, they fall down, and then again they follow Brahma Vritti and again go to Vritti Jnanam. So the more and more they go to Vritti Jnanam, the more and more bliss, temporary bliss they get, which is kind of addiction. And since it's an addiction, they will try to follow it again and again. And when they follow it and it becomes sthiram, it becomes consistent, then it becomes Brahma Jnanam. So Vritti, just following a Vritti and consistently following or trying to follow consistently, that is Jnanam. So with the conviction, you are always trying to be in Jnanam, that means consistent Vritti. And when the Vritti becomes so consistent, then it is called Jnana Nishtha, that means it becomes Jivan Mukti. So though all these are various steps Shankara is giving here, we don't need to really go by those steps. Our duty is just to do Vritti. Have the Vritti, have Brahma Vritti, Nimeshardam Natishtanti Vrittim Brahma Mayim Vina. So just have the Vritti, that will itself take us to Jnanam level. So it will give us temporary bliss. And then when temporary bliss, we want temporary bliss more and more, the conviction grows and grows and grows and grows. So that means like we are becoming more into Vritti Jnanam. And Vritti Jnanam becomes complete, then it becomes Jivan Mukti. So Brahma Vritti, when Brahma Vritti, we do Brahma Vritti again and again, it becomes Vritti Jnanam. When we do Vritti Jnanam again and again, Vritti Jnanam becomes consistent, then it becomes Jivan Mukti. So we don't need to bother about Vritti Jnanam or Jivan Mukti. From our side, the only effort that we need to do is Brahma Vritti. So either blindly follow whatever Shankara has given, logic as he has already given. So just understand it once, Kari Karana, relation between Karyam and Karanam, then just ignore it. I know that this is true, so I don't need any more logic. I'll always concentrate on Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Eva Naparaha. Always have Brahma Vritti, then slowly we will get glimpses of bliss. So when we get glimpses of bliss, we are going into the state of Jnanam. When we are in the state of Jnanam, then we will get bliss. And when that becomes permanent, Sahajam, that becomes Sataha Param, that becomes Brahma Jnanam or Jivan Mukti. We merge into Brahman. So all these are, we don't need to really bother about it. At the Vyavaharika level, we need to have the Vritti, Brahma Vritti, and internally it will automatically get converted into Jivan Mukti. So we don't need to bother about, okay, when will it become Vritti Jnanam, when will it become Jivan Mukti. We just need to follow Vritti. And when we follow Vritti, Dhyayato Vishyan Pumsaha Sangasteshu Pajayate, when we concentrate or contemplate on an object, then we get attached to it. Similarly, when we concentrate more and more on Brahman, we become attached to Brahman. But unlike other attachments, Sangam will lead to Kama Krodham. It will lead to Krodham. Kama Bhavati Krodaha. So it will lead to Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha, that Sangam will lead to Kamam, Kamat Krodho Bijayate, Kamam will lead to Krodham. But in this case, there is no scope for Kamam and Krodham, because this Sangam of Brahman will remove all Sangam. It is that Sangam which is capable of removing all Sangam. So Shankara gives the example in Atma Bodha as the Elam. When water is impure, if we put Elam, Elam will not only clear water, but it itself will vanish. Similarly, when we go on doing Vritti and it becomes Vritti Jnanam, that Vritti Jnanam will also vanish when there is no Ajnanam to remove. That means it becomes Sahajam. So we don't need to bother about it. The more and more we do this, it will lead us to the more and more Sangam we have with Sat, that is called Sat Sangam. That's why Shankara says Sat Sangatve Nisangatvam. The more and more more satsangam we do, it will lead to nissangam, it will lead you to the state of Brahman. But the more and more you do dussangam, it will lead to kama krodham. And satsangam doesn't mean going for bhajans or going for various discourses. We may go for Bhagavatam discourses or any other discourses. That is not satsangam. Satsangam is when we are concentrating on sat. Sat means Brahman. What Brahman? That Brahman which Shankara speaks about here as Brahma Vritti. What is that? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Ivanaparaha. That Brahman which can be explained in three parts as Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya and Jivo Brahma Ivanaparaha. That Brahman is Sat. So anything that is related to this Brahman, that is Satsanga. So even though we may consider Bhagavadam discourses or Bhagavada Saptaham to be Satsanga, but if there is no aspect of Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Ivanaparaha mentioned there, then it ceases to be a satsanga. So what will happen with such satsangas which are not real satsangas? That's the only way we can find out whether it's satsanga, whatever we are doing, satsangam we are doing, is real satsangam. A real satsangam will take you to nissanga avastha. Whereas if all satsangam is like any other sangam, that means it will lead to kama krodham. So Bhagavata Saptaham will go and then say, oh, Sundara Kumar gives very beautiful discourses, but Nochur Venkatraman is not that good. So we'll start Kama Krodham, Ragadvesham will start. So that is the effect of not having a satsangam. So it can be called a satsangam, but it's not a satsangam because it doesn't lead to nissangam. So satsangam is one that where Brahman is spoken about as Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jivo Brahma Ivanaparaha, and to that which leads to nissangam. So when we have that satsangam, means Brahma Vritti we are always trying to follow, that will take us to jnanam. Jnanam means anandam, temporary anandam, and finally it will take us to Jivan Mukti. So Jivan Mukti is the state when we have happiness, we always are happy. So happiness is always there. Since when happiness is always there, then life is fulfilled because we don't need anything else. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.